Hey, Saskatchewan, I'm calling Lovequist. Well, brotherly love is in the air as we continue on with the great music that's been coming our way in the last little bit. Joining us now, a couple of brothers, Jason, Tom, Patrick are in the house. And guys, welcome back to the Queen City.
Thanks for having us.
How's life on the road?
It's busy.
Busy, and it's always interesting, especially when you travel with your brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no sibling rivalry, is there?
Oh, there's lots of
fighting over the girls, who's paying the bar tab.
Yeah.
It's more bar tab, that's what it is.
Yeah, we like to joke about whose Visa card's getting used on every meal, so.
Hey, it's all a tax write-off at this point.
That's right. Well, and it's the same business account, but we still like to poke fun at each other when the other one doesn't bring the wallet out.
Good, yes. Tell us about Moose Jaw. How'd things go over the weekend?
It was great. We're huge hockey fans. So to get to be part of a game on that end of it was brand new to us and just very interesting, very fun. They did a great job at hosting us, and we sung the anthem. That was the first time we've ever sung an anthem.
Wow.
In front of people like that with the mics in your face.
No pressure.
We've been one of the goofs in the fans singing, but never like that. So it was a little nerve-wracking, to be honest.
There is pressure, Tom, when you're singing the national anthem, because it's one of those songs you don't want to mess the lyrics up.
Exactly. You look at some of the things that you see on TV and people, how they do a national anthem. We just want to keep it simple and do a good job.
Good. Speaking of hockey, what's your team, Tom? Who's your team?
I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah, we're
Jason,
Jets fans.
I was going to see if there's maybe a riff there. Some, if one was a Jets fan, then I thought maybe the other one was a Calgary fan.
No
or
way.
Edmonton
no,
fan.
No, no. We wouldn't be in a band together if that was the case, so...
How are the Jets doing? I haven't seen the
standings. Not good. Not good.
Growing pains again.
This is a tough year for us. Last year was good, but this one is a lot of young guys, so we'll take
all the Canadian teams have been having a tough year. So
I think we're like third last in the league right now.
It's great. Yeah. Well, we got to get to the prominence of where we were at way back when, but it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah.
Where's actual home? I know you're based in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
But
well, we live in a suburb called Transcona, and we tell people that all the time because people are always making fun of our suburb. So we want to throw just as many jokes right back and forth with them. So we've grown up in Winnipeg our whole lives, born and raised. We still live there, and we love it. It's a great place for
music.
Good.
Now, for somebody that's new to the country music scene or just getting familiarized with the great Canadian talent, who is Patrick? How would we describe Patrick to somebody?
Wow.
I'll put you on the spot. What's your style?
Well, we got a country pop feel. I think we got a really fresh sound. We were fortunate enough to get hooked up with Dallas Smith about a year and a half ago.
Right.
And Dallas's music has been paving the way for a new sound in country music. So we're really just trying to kind of follow behind him with our own voices and our own things to say. So working with him has just been a blast, because we are such fans of his music and his sound. So really worked to our benefit to get to work alongside him.
Good. And he puts a nice little touch on any project he does.
Oh yeah.
We had a good ride with Here Goes Everything. Now you guys are moving on to a brand new single, and what's in the future? What's happening?
Well, we are currently prepping a new single to go out, probably going to be out in April sometime. Don't quote me on anything, but what we're in the midst of doing right now is working on a really interesting music video concept for that song, and I'm not going to spoil it and tell people what it's about, but and I'm going to knock on wood as I say this, because there's a lot of work to do on this video, and I'm hoping that it pans out the way we want it to. But you know, we're just kind of enjoying it. We got our summer calendars filling up, and we're practicing lots so we can go out and throw our best foot forward.
So the new project, you're looking sometime in the spring or summer. It's going to be a full album or an EP, or what are you working on?
Oh, no. Well, right now, we're probably going to be getting back in the studio relatively soon, but right now for this video, it's another single off of our album, a song called All She Wrote, and if we have time to play it today, we can maybe play it for you guys.
We'll definitely get to it. Is songwriting an important factor in the Patrick Boys' career? Have you guys done a lot of songwriting?
Oh, yeah.
What's your game plan when you're songwriting, or how do you go into songwriting mode? I know a lot of artists like to get away and hide and find some seclusion. Do you have to force yourself to write, or does it just come natural?
I think it more comes natural for him. I have a tough time writing sometimes. I need to be in a quiet place. But I feel like he's the natural writer between us. So
I generally like to be in Nashville for writing, and I don't know why, but it's a frame of mind.
Just
thing.
A mindset,
and that, like, whether it's locking yourself in the closet, or some people have their specific spot in their house, and I understand all of that. But the last few years for me, it's been when I go down to Nashville, I can block out the everything. Business aspect. I can block out the performance aspect of being an artist. I can block out everything and just be a writer, and it helps a lot. So
I think it just, and it not really puts pressure on you, but you're in Nashville, so you know you got to be doing something in that mode of either writing, singing, performing, or
we've been very fortunate to write with some hit writers, like really.
Who have you written with, or who have you had a chance to work with?
Well, one of our favorite guys, his name is Clay Mills, and he's got 4 number ones with Darius Rucker. That's a pretty good
resume. That's a good resume.
He's had a couple songs with Dean Brody and a few other Canadian acts. Keith Folese is another guy we wrote with who was a blast. We only wrote with him once, and I'm hoping that we get to work with him a little bit more in the future. But he wrote Tim McGraw's I Got a Barbecue Stand on My Wife's
TV. Right?
And he's got a few Emerson Drive hits, like hits.
Right, right.
And his whole house, when we went there, looked like a Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
With all the gold records on
it. He's got some hardware to his collection.
So, you know, going into those situations for a couple kids from Winnipeg, it's surreal. Like, it's you just got to enjoy it.
But that's what it's all about when you're, I guess, you're anywhere you are, even what we're doing today. It's all about networking and hooking up with the right people and surrounding yourself with the right people to make the gears greased and keep them rolling.
That's right.
The Nashville scene, you get a chance to check out some of the other acts. Who's the Canadian acts right now that are down there writing or hanging around? Do you get to hook up with any of them?
High Valleys, they seem, we follow them.
The Ramples,
they're
on a tear. They're on a tear.
They own it.
Oh, they're really good.
They're doing, we're huge fans, and our manager also manages them. So when I was down there this last time, I wasn't able to get down to write with them, but it's kind of on the books. Hopefully something we can do in the future, because we're just such huge fans of what they're doing right now. It'd be great to even just sit down and have lunch with them and talk.
Are you going to be touring Canada, or are you going to head down to the States for a few dates?
We're going right across Canada this summer, from Cavendish all the way out to Calgary. We got Craven Country, so we're going to be out there for that. And in the next few months, we'll be doing some shows, a few shows actually, in and around Saskatchewan. And, you know, I can't really announce them yet, because I don't think they've been announced on the internet. But it's just, again, we're so new to getting these types of shows that it's so cool to get these emails and say, hey, I think I got you a gig here. And you guys get to go play Craven main stage, and you're opening up for Dallas Smith at this show. And it's just, it's been unbelievable. So we're really enjoying it.
Well, good to hear some doors are getting knocked open you guys, and things are taking off even more so than they were with Here Goes Everything, which reached number 22 on the media base, 19 on the Canadian BDS charts, and It Girl was out, and now you're working on a new single, and I'd love to hear it. If you guys want
to
strum it for us, that'd be great. Here you go. Here's the Brotherly Harmonies. This is, of course, Petrick. Here you go. 620 CKRM, The Source. Jason and Tom.
Hey. Yeah. 2, 3, 4.
Wine on the nightstand, it's 2 a.m. I fell asleep with her head on my chest. No sound when she slipped out, no footsteps down the hall. Didn't hear the screen door slam, didn't hear nothing at all. Oh, no heads up, no warning. Oh, she was gone in the morning. That was all she wrote, now she's good as gone. In a cloud of dust with no headlights on, she up and left, hit the road. Halfway to who the hell knows, took my jacket, left her clothes. No goodbyes, didn't leave a note. That was all she wrote, that was all she wrote. That girl was always the leaving kind. She slept in my bed, but she was never mine. should have read between the lines, the writing on the wall. Easy come, yeah, easy go, no letters, no phone calls. Whoa, I should have seen it coming. Whoa, she always kept that car running. That was all she wrote. Now she's good as gone in a cloud of dust with no headlights on. She up and left, hit the road halfway to who the hell knows. Took my jacket and left her clothes. No goodbyes, didn't leave a note. And that was all she wrote. That was all she wrote. Whoa, oh. And that was all she wrote. That was all she wrote. Whoa, oh. How the blue just like that. I know she ain't coming back. Heaven only knows where her heart is. That was all she wrote. Now she's good as gone in a cloud of dust with no headlights on. She up and left, hit the road halfway to who the hell knows. Took my jacket and left her clothes. No goodbyes and leave a note. That was all she wrote. That was all she wrote. Whoa. That was all she wrote. That was all she wrote. Whoa. That was all she wrote. That was all she wrote. Whoa. That was all she wrote. That was all she wrote.
So let's talk about social media. We can find you on
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Most of our names on social media is Petric Music. So that's spelled P-E-T-R-I-C Music. That is also our website. You can go to petricmusic.com and you can get linked up to whatever sort of social media floats your boat.